balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Honey, I am like a different woman. I mean, finally one day I kept seeing that commercial and I said, what the heck? What do I got to lose? I started feeling a little bit better. I was doing more things. So I got my sister on them. I got my daughter on them. They couldn't believe the change in me. I can't say enough about them. I really can't. Those commercials that you all do is the truth.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Make sure and go to MyPillow.com right now. Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25 for the slippers. What a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I.
Hi there, welcome back. What a sweet song. Live forever, Billy Joe Shaver. All right, welcome back. I'm going to connect some dots. And this is going to be that, just connecting dots. So let's talk about a few things that probably are going on right now in this segment. And this might be uncomfortable for a lot of people. That's okay. You'll live through it. So it'll just make us think, right? And I could be wrong. I'm always making sure that I say I could be wrong. It's just these things hit me and I've got to connect the dots, and that's why I have a show and this is what we do. And I'm grateful that we can do this because I know you can go get the narrative on every single station in America, every single news format, go get the same story. But I want to connect dots in a different way on the show, what I'm noticing anyway. I also wanted to make sure that you, number one, went to our great sponsors. The Chaffee drink I drink is so good. Oh my gosh. And it raises serotonin levels. And I love that every morning. I'm serious. It's like a huge lift. It's so amazing. And I like the Nicaragua product, by the way. That's, to me, that's the best one. But anyway, I like Volta too. There's different kinds of beans. Go to chaffee.com. It's chocolate bean that's roasted. It's amazing. And I also just wanted to tell you, go to preparewithkate.com. Please get food storage. You can get camping things too. There's also a link in the sponsor part of my website, katedalyradio.com, for Icy Box. Okay. And Icy Box is a self-contained, kind of like an igloo kind of thing, air conditioner. So if you're camping in a tent or just for like preparedness stuff, this is awesome. And there's a link and you follow that link. And I've got an affiliate link on my website to that. Icy Box is, it's an amazing product. I really like this thing. And it is, it gets you really cool. You can also put it in a room if you didn't want to spend air conditioning dollars, like utilities have gone sky high. You can put it in a room if you want. I mean, it's just, it's really a kind of a cool product. And it's kind of like a contained air conditioner. It's awesome. And you don't have to, you don't have to ventilate. So it's pretty cool. The links on where the sponsors are, katedalyradio.com. So let's connect some dots. Okay. We're going to get more alien stories, that I'm sure of. I don't even know what to say about that. There were a couple things that hit me. Number one, I love a lot of what Tucker says, and I play the things that I really like about what he says because they're truthful on the show. I also realize the people like Tucker and who they are and who, you know, that when you work for the establishment, there are certain things, too, that you have to drop into the, you know, some of the narratives as well. His narrative this week is aliens, that he's dropping into a lot of the truth he's talking about. And so I will continue to play these guys because I love the parts of the things that they say that are true. But he was in a big, huge thing today about free speech. He's fighting Fox News for free speech. And the first thing when I saw that, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. And the reason why is because there's lots of like headlines like this a lot. You see these kinds of headlines and it's like Fox News alert, breaking news. And they go in to kind of tell you that he's fighting for you. And Twitter last August in 2022 came up with, you know, spaces and new format for new shows. And then all of a sudden you see Elon Musk buying it. Okay, buying Twitter right around the election time. Everybody's focused on Elon buying Twitter. Now it's going to change. It hasn't really changed that much. It's changed a little. And now they're inviting certain personalities to do their shows from there. And then it was talking about the podcasters now wanting to go to Twitter because the audience is back there and they want to kind of centralize Twitter. Okay. So I'm seeing this, and I'm also seeing the TikTok video that went viral where the woman is saying she can't find a masculine man within the liberal men. She has to go to the conservatives. Sorry for masculinity. Okay, but I think there's the reason they're telling you this story, even though it's silly and probably true, because a lot of your metrosexuals are on the left, driving the little Prius, little vegan, you know. Anyway, and you got your more masculine guys on the right. Okay, that's probably true. It's just there's a reason, and they're pushing us to the right. You guys see it, right? Tucker's fighting for free speech against Fox News. All these headlines sort of line up to me, okay? And they're pushing the climate change narrative right now, right? And let me say this, because there's a lot of people noticing this haze coming from Canada. One thing I want you to notice about the haze itself is that it had to come from Canadian wildfires, not necessarily American ones. That's kind of interesting, right? Think about that for just a moment. It's a whole nother country. The fire is spreading this way. It's coming down into New York and Pennsylvania as far as the ashes and everything else. Stays within its country line, but miraculously. But the fallout, it comes to New York, and they can't stop talking about climate change and keeping it in the news. What I find kind of interesting was this. Somebody was noticing that, and this was a friend of mine, Aman Jabi, was noticing that there was a staggering 60,000 tons of ammonium nitrate mysteriously vanishing from a rail shipment bound for California. And that ammonium nitrate undergoes oxidation upon exposure to sunlight, resulting in an intriguing orange hue. Like the orange hue that you saw in Blade Runner and all the movie, and also in New York. Do you ever see those connections? Like, as far as that goes, this sudden, you know, thing they get to talk about is climate change, and really and truly can't really talk about it as climate change, but they're doing it. Has nothing to do with that. Is it perpetrated through scattering aluminum nitrate? The same shipment that was lost, that nobody ever found. 60,000 tons. I think it was 30,000 tons. Anyway, doesn't matter. Is that kind of stuff used in planes dropped to then kind of come up with this amazing story of climate change that won't stop being in the news? Okay. So there's that. And then there's all of the Trump news. Now, this is not going to be popular for me to talk about, but that's okay. I think you can handle it. And I think that, don't you want me to just kind of be honest about what I'm thinking? I would imagine you would. I'm not here to shore up a narrative, and I'm not here to have heroes, because I really don't anymore. I don't have any heroes anymore. But I just, wait a minute. Before we get there, because I just talked about the fires, do Do you know what the big Wall Street Journal article was before I forget to tell you? The big, huge article, cloud seeding makes hot comeback as solution to drought. Wall Street Journal, cloud seeding makes hot comeback as a solution to drought. Okay. Anyway, get used to those airplanes up there and don't question anything else they're dropping. Now let's talk Trump. So the big headline today, of course, is the Trump indictment unsealed. And I just want to run a couple of things past you. Look, Trump's not a dumb guy. So would you tell people at the White House to bring boxes of documents to your house? No. Because everyone would know that you asked to bring big boxes of documents to your house. If you were Trump, would you store them in the shower that you're not using, the garage, Mar-a-Lago, the family room, a bedroom under the bed? Just think about that for just a moment. Would you do that? Okay. You probably wouldn't, right? So, okay. That seems a little odd. Okay. And they just miraculously knew where everything was and they went in and they say, you know, they've got all these documents on them. Okay. If you, oh, and then they also have the aide saying, wouldn't it be better if we just told the FBI we don't have anything? Okay. And it's 120 boxes. So I bring this to your attention because common sense tells me that none of those things would have happened. And then your argument is, well, could they have been placed there and then the FBI comes in? Maybe. Because he's not that dumb. Okay. He's just not. So the whole story from the get-go doesn't sit right with me. And they've got him in the middle of this big, he's facing 100 years in prison for the very thing everyone else is getting off for scot-free, and he's going to go to prison for this. And he's got a team of lawyers. And so now every day we're going to hear about this. So let's just take a different look at it for just a second. You're the deep state. And let's just even go to the length to say you threatened him. If he went rogue, which he might have went rogue on them because they thought he was going to do the bidding of the deep state. But he went a little rogue. Let's just give him that benefit. Okay. And he's still alive. So that tells you maybe they're using him as a pawn in their game. But he's still alive and he's part of this thing going on where if I was the deep state, the best thing I could do would be to make it look like the guy I want to win and put back in to make people complacent is in the middle of a legal battle that he's eventually going to win. And then he gets a lot more popularity and it looks bad, right? And it looks like they keep talking about the equal justice system, the two-tier system. Now, we all know that's bad. But they're really going to drive that home right now to create martyrs and to create the drama of the theater around the presidency. Take yourself out of the equation of not being a Trump fan, not being a Biden fan, and out of the sides of the tribal parties. Just take yourself out of that for just a second. You're the deep state. The best way to rig a game and play a game would be to conjure up the sides against each other, make martyrs, have people look like they're going to lose because of the two-tier justice system. That's all people are talking about. And then in the end, he wins. And then he goes on to win the presidency. People become complacent. They get their way. They get a lot of stuff going through. And we go back to sleep. Could that be a scenario? Could Trump be part of that? Could he be part of that knowingly? Could he be part of that as the guy who was roped into this scenario and can't get out of it, or they've threatened his family and him? I'm just thinking out loud here because I'm the deep state. I'm not a party person. I'm not in love with a character. I'm not, you know, I don't want to have the characters over for dinner. I just want to see it from the 80th floor. Okay. You've got all these shows now being centralized over at Twitter. You've got more, you don't have the press that is totally annihilating Trump. You actually have them talking about the two-tiered system now. You also have them talking about him going to prison for the rest of his life. Let me put it this way. If he escapes prison Okay, and you and I both know the charges are all trumped up. Forgive the pun. They're all trumped up. There's no real legality to this. He didn't really do anything. Okay, so put that aside because we all know that. I don't have to even say that, right? Okay, but it's kind of like the guy with the horns and the painted face on January 6th getting out of jail. When I said he won't do that time, he'll get out, and he did. If that happens and he doesn't do it and he becomes victorious over this, remember this conversation. Remember, we talked about this on the air, okay? Because I think that's how it's plotted out. When Biden slipped and said Trump would be the future president, I don't think it was I think it was just a natural slip, I think. Or they wanted it to slip. That's kind of how they play the game too. Nothing is seen, nothing gets said without a reason. Without the they want things to go out to the audience for a reason. This is also the reason you're seeing Biden fall. You're seeing all of these things happen. They're continuously now talking about him in the press. They wanted you to see him fall. They want you to see him stutter. They want you to see this. Because why? Because they're pushing us to the right. This is why there was the big article. I can't find a masculine man on the liberal side. Well, no duh, honey. But they want to print that for a reason. They're pushing to the right, and I don't think we're really realizing it and seeing it. They play all the sides. Whether the person is reluctant, their intention, their heart, that's the question. That's the variable that can't be answered. But if you were to take yourself out of the tribal mentality, stop looking at sides and just look at this from the 80th floor, 100th floor, can you see the game being played out? The creation of martyrs, the creation of heroes, the creation of the illusion of winning? Losing, winning? You are amazingly drawn to the right now. Why? Because they will increase NSA, they will increase war budgets, they will increase the crazy, they'll increase it all. That's why they're doing it. I'll come right back and finish this up. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. There you go. You guys have heard me talking about Choffy, choffy.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code Kate. Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Choffy is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to choffy.com, choffy, and just try it out. Put in the code Kate.